If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. Well, it's April, and that usually means time for spring cleaning or maybe some major home renovations. All I know is that I start binge-watching HGTV to get ideas. So how fitting that we have Boston-based renovation experts Mike and Denise Butler on the show this morning to talk about the return of their hit show, Fix My Frankenhouse. It premieres tonight at 9 on HGTV. Good morning, Mike and Denise. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Oh my gosh, we're so good now that we're talking to you guys, because I have to say we're both a little HGTV obsessed. So I always wonder, like, how you get your own show. I know, Mike, you're a construction guy. Denise, you're more of a, you know, style expert. How did this all come about?
That's a great question. A production company that works with HGTV discovered our design company on Instagram back in 2020, right before the pandemic happened.
Wow.
And they reached out directly about the possibility of a show. We started with a sizzle video, and then HGTV decided to greenlight the series for 6 episodes. And now we're about to air 8 episodes for a second season.
This is so much fun. And I love when we've got some Boston connections, because it's kind of like the little bit that we get here in Boston, we feel like you're ours now, like you're our people.
And you're our people.
It's even more of a reason to root for you guys.
So. Yeah.
I love it, but I love this show, and I love that it's, you call it Fix My Frankenhouse, because I feel like a lot of people, when they get a house or if they move into a house, it doesn't seem like the layout really matches what it should be.
Yeah. Oh, that's spot on.
So a lot of New England houses, right, they weren't designed for modern day living. They worked, you know, 50, 60 years ago, but times have changed. So that's where we come in, and we kind of update them for modern day living.
And I know you guys live in Boston, so are all the projects you work on going to be in the Boston area, all the Frankenhouses?
So we have one in West Roxbury, and then the outskirts of Boston, so like Norwell, Abington, Holbrook, Quincy, Cohasset, Upton.
So how does it work? Tell us how you do it all. So you guys kind of go in, you see what they're dealing with, and then what will work for them in terms of what they really want for, you know, the flow of the layout. And then, Mike, you kind of do the plans, and Denise, you move in after?
Yeah, so what we do is we do an initial meeting with the clients, right? We go through their wish list, their dreams, or what their vision of their house would be, and then we kind of come up with a floor plan that works. Sometimes there's an addition needed. Most of the time you don't need to do addition. You just need to rework what you have, flip programs. What I mean by that is possibly moving the kitchen to the other side of the house so it works better, open up the house for modern day living. And once they solidify a design, it goes over to Denise to do all the aesthetics.
Yeah, once Mike passes the baton over to me, I mean, I like to kind of work my magic, and the most important thing is just listening to what our clients want, paying attention to the history of the home, because all of those details matter when executing the aesthetic.
What are some of the red flags? Because I know this is usually the time of year where people start either moving or looking for houses. So if you walk into an older home and you see a certain layout, what are three things that should sort of be a red flag for the way it's laid out, where you'll know that you probably need to make some changes?
I would say disjointed spaces. So like if the kitchen's on one side of the house and like the family room's on the complete opposite, ideally you want those spaces close together or adjacent. Outdated kitchens and bathrooms, those are your biggest values.
I love too, Mike and Denise, that this is such a family business, because, you know, you guys are a married couple, you have 3 kids, but then you also have a team of people, I think including your dads, that are helping out as well. Am I right?
Yes, that's right. Our dads are master carpenters. they definitely offer their expertise and their opinions on what we think, you know, on what they think is best. It's real. What you see is real. Like, our dads have an awesome relationship, and what we have is really special.
Can you tell us anything about the episode we're going to see tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. So what you're going to see is a dangerous metal spiral staircase, tiny landings at the top of the staircase, no main living.
A shoe staircase, which is really odd because shoes belong in closets. And then a dining room that is pretty much a dump station. It's a hodgepodge house.
Well, we look forward to it, and we love that you guys are, you're right in our backyard. We're so happy to have you on the show today. Mike and Denise Butler, thank you so much. And remember, everybody listening, it's the second season of Fix My Frankenhouse. I love that title.
So do
I. It airs tonight at 9 o'clock on HGTV. Mike and Denise, thank you so much for spending some time with us on Morning Magic.
Thank you for having us.